similarities in situation between the Donner Party and the Colonial Pilgrims is both appalling, frightening, and incomplete. In both cases, you will find one, a fairly large group of ill-prepared greenhorns pitting themselves against nature and each other. Two, an insufficient willingness to endure the very real hardships of frontiering. And three, coincidental misfortune at every turn. Number three, coincidental misfortune at every turn. The disasters of both camps were initially brought about by departure delay-inducing inertia, which caused our heroes to begin their journeys at absolutely retarded times weather-wise. If fantasy is the refuge of the frightened man, and a castle in the air is safe harbor for a foolish few, just imagine living in a hut buried 12 feet below the snow, where the sight and smell of the scattered carcasses of loved ones at your feet is the lay of the land. Just another day. I would like to propose that cannibalism was indeed rampant among America's earliest settlers, the Pilgrims.
Huh?
The Pilgrims. For what does settler imply, if not the willingness to settle? To settle for a meal of human flesh, if my thoughts on the subject are to be believed? In conclusion, spread the word of this. Look to the night sky and hark back to our forefathers' shortcomings and your own as you cut your meat and lay the groundwork for a new tomorrow.